Temperature KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Tuesday, mostly sunny, temperatures in the upper 40s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 20s. Winds will be from the southwest at around 5 miles an hour. For Wednesday, sunny and breezy, temperatures in the mid 50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy, low near 29. And Thursday, a slight chance of rain. Currently, it's 36.
Get the best value right now on a remaining new 2017 Ford truck at Boss Motors in Marysville. With tremendous rebates available, rugged capability, outstanding performance, and durability. They're all built Ford tough. Check out a new 2017 or a recent trade today at Boss Motors downtown Marysville.
Does the farm and industrial equipment market have you down in the dumps? You keep getting told your trade isn't worth anything and the dealers don't want it on trade. New Frontier Ag wants to help you sell your late model good usable equipment. With nationwide advertising and worldwide buyers, New Frontier Ag will get you more money for your equipment. Specializing in late model clean equipment, New Frontier Ag is your premium connection to premium equipment. Call Sam at 308-340-8989 or go to the website, newfrontierag.com.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Innovative science and genomic technology driving progress when it comes to regional adaptation to beef cattle. Bob Cervera with more.
Jared Decker with the University of Missouri is involved in a comprehensive study that's funded by a USDA grant. The grant seeks to improve regional adaptability of cattle.
What we're doing with that grant is trying to make sure that we provide producers the tools, genomic tools, to match the cattle's genetics to their environments. So when we go and select an AI bull or we're purchasing some replacement females, we want to put some tools behind that decision about whether or not they're going to work in our challenging environment. Are they going to work with the heat and humidity of the Gulf Coast, with fescue toxicosis around the Midwest, or high elevation up in the Intermountain?
Ultimately, Decker hopes to give producers the genomic tools to match cattle genetics with a specific environment. One way to do that is through region-specific genomically enhanced EPDs.
One of the things that we really want to accomplish with this project is region-specific genomic enhanced EPDs. And so instead of having a national cattle evaluation, we produce a set of EPDs for producers that are tailored to their production environment.
Research shows that even in the short term, cattle are adapting to their environments.
In the data that we've looked at so far, we do see those signatures of regional adaptation. So even in short time periods of 50 years, we do see different cattle populations being adapted to these different environmental challenges, and we can see the footprints of that in the DNA.
Decker presented his research at the Beef Improvement Federation over the summer. Learn more at BIFconference.com. I'm Bob Cervera.
Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
When you're raising cattle, you're running a business, and the path to a profit isn't always clear. Our ag specialists have expertise in all aspects of raising livestock. So when you need help keeping your cattle on the right path and could use some financial perspective, talk to us. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Fire crews found a woman dead while putting out a fire in an Overland Park apartment building that mainly houses elderly and low-income residents. The Overland Park Fire Department said the fire started yesterday in an 8-story building. The blaze was contained to the unit where the woman died. Two residents from other units were taken to hospitals to be treated for smoke inhalation. The cause of the fire and the woman's death are under investigation. A free dental clinic is coming to the Kansas State Fairgrounds in Hutchinson next year and is expected to draw massive crowds. The Hutchinson News reports that Kansas Mission of Mercy Clinic is planned for February 9th and 10th. Some employers did not offer dental insurance, and insurance coverage can be limited. Medicare does not have a dental care benefit, and Medicaid recipients may not have dental coverage. Nearly 30,000 people have attended past clinics. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Worry less with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
So your son got home safe last night? Tom said he had a flat tire.
Yeah, he was out past curfew and got stuck on Route 1, but Liberty Mutual went out and took care of it for him.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, a flat, jump, or tow. It's no problem no matter where or when with their roadside assistance.
What was he doing out so late anyway?
Getting himself grounded for a month.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Optional 24-hour roadside assistance coverage. Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Police say that four people are in custody after a carjacking led to one of the suspects being shot by Kansas City police. Authorities say a carjacking in Kansas City, Kansas yesterday led to a police chase that ended when the car stopped in downtown Kansas City, Missouri, near City Hall. Police said that four suspects fled into a parking garage. Three were arrested, but the fourth suspect disregarded commands from the officers and shots were fired. The U.S. Supreme Court is letting a death sentence stand for a Kansas man who fatally shot a sheriff during a 2005 drug raid. The high court declined yesterday to review Scott Cheever's case a second time. Cheever faces lethal injection for killing Greenwood County Sheriff Matt Samuels as Samuels tried to serve a warrant at Cheever's rural home about 70 miles northeast of Wichita. Cheever acknowledged shooting Samuels, but his attorney argued that Cheever was too high on methamphetamine for the crime to be premeditated. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Blue Valley Insurance, we offer a wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm, plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
Mid-America Network News, and Stephanie Austin. A top official in Nebraska's Republican Party has resigned because she did not agree with the national GOP's support of embattled Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore. The Omaha World Herald reports that Joyce Simmons resigned yesterday from her Republican National Committee woman post because the Republican National Committee has backed Moore financially. A former real estate agent has been sentenced to 11 to 16 years in prison for running down and killing a convenience store clerk in January. The Omaha World Herald reports that 46-year-old Dirk Bloom was sentenced yesterday. Grand Island's first-term mayor says he will not seek re-election next year. The Grand Island Independent reports that Mayor Jeremy Jensen announced his decision yesterday. Jensen said in a statement he struggled to balance his duties as mayor with his role as a husband and a father of three children. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
Hi, this is Stephanie Austin with the Mid-America Network. I hope you'll join me every day for the latest news and sports from around the region. From business happenings on Wall Street to legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day. We'll report on regional sports to the latest happenings from our lawmakers. We'll tell you about fraud and crime and give you ways to stay safe on the road and in your home. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are the Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag and news.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. A map of proposed improvements to make sidewalks at street corners ADA accessible was reviewed. A motion was approved unanimously to move forward with 17 next year at an estimated cost of $1,000 per project. An additional $10,000 was approved to move forward with engineering and design for a total of 50 that could be done over the course of several years. Grant funding for the work in future years will be pursued, and it was felt that the work next year would show a good faith effort and increase funding chances. Property owners at several locations will also be contacted with information on the city's 50-50 match for any sidewalk replacements that meet ADA standards. The city will also remove old concrete. The mayor had received comment regarding deterioration of 11th Road south of U.S. 36. It's hoped that improvements to this and portions of Keystone Road may be considered as part of the five-year street plan after additional information is expected after the first of a year. A need for grading 12th Road south was also noted. A one-year extension of agreement with the Marysville Chamber of Commerce was approved with a $9,000 funding request from Convention and Tourism for continued operation of the Marshall County Visitor Center. Marysville Township Board members were present and asked for a one-year extension of their agreement with the city. A three-year agreement was requested, but the board members wanted further discussions regarding funding this next year before entering into a longer-term agreement. City Administrator Austin St. John reviewed financials indicating that some $1 million in special projects had been completed or were near completion this past year from the sales tax fund. Most city funds showed slight improvements over starting balances from the first of a year. Due to Christmas Day Monday, December 25th, and City Hall being closed for Christmas that Tuesday, the next City Council meeting will be Wednesday, December 27th at 7 p.m. Landall Corporation will host a career fair, Careers for Christmas, on Wednesday evening. Melanie Juneman was a guest on our public affairs program this weekend and talked about the career fair and the need for employees in our community.
Landall Corporation is having a career fair. This event will take place in the PDC conference room west of the main office at 1900 North Street. This is an opportunity for individuals to come learn about the company, complete an application, and even interview for open jobs. Well tests will also be conducted that evening. So we encourage individuals to come out, have supper on us, and learn a little bit about the careers at Landall Corporation.
Melanie Juneman, Human Resources Manager for Landall Corporation. The Careers for Christmas event will be 5 until 7 p.m. Wednesday. Anyone interested is welcome to attend. Marysville police are asking the public's help in locating a juvenile missing since Friday. Mike Cook was last seen leaving a note that he's heading for Colorado, then on to California. At this time, he's considered a runaway, and they're asking the public's assistance. If you've seen Mike Cook, he is a 17-year-old male with brown eyes, brown hair, 130 pounds, 5 foot 8 inches tall. Anyone with information is asked to contact Marysville Police at 562-2343. Lance Lingard, age 62, of Axtell, passed away on Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Axtell. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery at Axtell. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8, at the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Lance Lingard. Fred H. Fredericks, age 92, of Herkimer, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 1:30 at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Marysville. Burial of church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday 10 until 9. Family will see friends Wednesday from 6 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Fred Fredericks. Bertha Burt Nadine Helmer, age 85, of Oquito, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday at 1:30 at Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church, north of Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Burt Helmer. Lena Ruby Millert Mort, age 96, passed away on Saturday. Memorial service Friday, 2 p.m. at First Christian First Presbyterian Church, Pawnee City, interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Lena Mort.
At Cornerstone Granite, we realize that decisions affecting you and your family are important. Since we were established nearly 15 years ago, we've been proud that our family has been blessed with the many friends and neighbors that are a part of our community. It's those relationships that we hope you consider when pre-planning or serving immediate memorial needs. We've grown up here and continue to take pride in serving you as a locally owned and family-operated business. Stop by and see us on Highway 36 in Home City or call us anytime. Find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Quiet conditions across the central parts of the Midwest thanks to a high pressure system. It looks like we'll see sunny skies as we head throughout the rest of the day and quiet weather through tomorrow. We do have a clipper system that will swing across the upper parts of the Midwest, and a cold front will continue into the central parts of the United States. It looks like just bringing us cooler temperatures and maybe a chance of rain as we head into Thursday, and it looks like cooler into a Friday. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Tuesday, mostly sunny, upper 40s. Winds will be from the west between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to the upper 20s. Winds will be from the southwest at around 5 miles an hour. For Wednesday, sunny and breezy. Warmer temperatures in the mid-50s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. For tomorrow night, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 29. Thursday, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of rain showers. Temperatures in the lower 40s. And that's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Too much shopping and not enough time? Reflections Hallmark has gifts for everyone on your list. There's toys galore, including the area's largest selection of Melissa and Doug. Got a sports fan on your list? There's tons of collegiate gifts with Tervis tumblers, 25% off. Make sure everyone's wide awake with Black Squirrel Coffee. Scarves, mittens, and hats are on sale too, so everyone can stay cozy warm. There's everything on your shopping list and more at Reflections in downtown Marysville.
Average high temperature mid-December, 42. Record high on this date, 69 in 1939. The average low, 23. The record low was 0 in 1917. Sun's up this evening at 5. Sunrise in the morning at 7:33.
Which foods have the longest shelf life? Here's a hint. It's not fruitcake or Twinkies. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 12th, the 346th day of the year. Frank Sinatra was born on this day, and 100 years ago, Father Flanagan's home for wayward boys, Boys Town, opened near Omaha, Nebraska. Which foods can be kept longest without spoiling? If you're stocking an emergency food pantry, here are some of your best bets. Honey is the champ. It's virtually bacteria-free. Edible 3,000-year-old honey, in fact, has been uncovered from ancient tombs. The seeds of legumes or pulses are a great source of protein and will keep for years in an airtight container. The acidic nature of vinegar means it will remain unchanged almost indefinitely, and dark chocolate typically remains unspoiled for several years if you can keep it around that long. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has one remaining 2017 Chevy Silverado 1500 pickup. It's a Z71 edition. The new 2018 Chevy Silverado in 1500 and 2500 models are on the lot, as well as the new Chevrolet and Buick models for 2018 at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. After wins over South Dakota State and Oklahoma State, Wichita State has climbed to number 3 in week 5 of the AP's top 25 college basketball poll. After losing to unranked Washington in Kansas City and number 5 Arizona State at Allen Fieldhouse, KU has dropped to number 13 in the rankings. This is Wichita State's first top 5 ranking since 2014, so the top 10 as they appear are Iowa, Michigan State, Wichita State, Duke, Arizona State, Miami, UNC, Kentucky, Texas A&M, and Xavier. Kansas City Chiefs running back Kareem Hunt made things look easy the first 5 weeks of the season, then came the next 7 weeks. But on Sunday, Hunt became the first Chiefs rookie to eclipse 1,000 yards rushing in a season. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Worry less with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
So your son got home safe last night? Tom said he had a flat tire.
Yeah, he was out past curfew and got stuck. stuck on Route 1, but Liberty Mutual went out and took care of it for him.
Liberty did what?
Yeah, a flat, jump, or tow. It's no problem no matter where or when with their roadside assistance.
What was he doing out so late anyway?
Getting himself grounded for a month.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Optional 24-hour roadside assistance coverage. Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
After a career scoring performance against Oklahoma State on Saturday, Wichita State sophomore guard Landry Shamet has been named the American Athletic Conference Player of the Week. Shamet's career high 30 points led the Shockers to the program's first win at Gallagher-Iba Arena since 1957. The sophomore averaged 25.5 points and 6.5 assists per game in wins over the Cowboys and a come-from-behind win over South Dakota State earlier in the week, shooting 58.3% from the field. Shamet is the first Shocker men's basketball player to claim the American's Player of the Week award. Tracy Stallard, the pitcher who gave up Roger Maris's record 61st home run in 1961, has died at the age of 80. He died last week in Kingsport, Tennessee. Stallard was on the mound for Boston when Maris broke the single-season record that Babe Ruth had held since 1927. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville at Concordia. Girls and boys games live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Streaming on our website and our mobile app as well. Valley Heights is host to Republic County. Hanover entertains Blue Valley. Frankfort tips off hosting Lynn. Axtell travels to Troy. Washington County's at Clifton Clyde. Centralia Donovan West. And Diller O'Dell at Johnson Brock.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life and auto and home and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
Add a fresh look and fragrance to your holidays with a rosemary topiary or tree. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You can find rosemary at garden centers and florists, sheared into the shape of a wreath, small tree, or orb. Add a bow and decorative pot, and you have a great holiday plant to give or enjoy in your own home. Regular trimming will help maintain topiary forms and keep the plants producing more stems and leaves for a fuller, more robust plant. Use these trimmings of tender stem tips and leaves to flavor your holiday meals. Prune out overgrown or wayward branches, remove the leaves, and turn longer woody stems into skewers for kebabs. Keep rosemary in a cool, brightly lit location for best results. Water thoroughly as soon as the soil dries. Allowing it to go too dry or keeping the soil too wet will result in death or off any excess water that collects in the saucer. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Sometimes cities grow so quickly, it's hard for people to find a place to live. Here, the rush was so great, people began living in chicken coops just to have a roof over their head. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect.
American values is true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. In 1891, a U.S. Navy shipyard was established in Bremerton, Washington. It served the needs of the nation's Pacific Fleet. But as Megan Churchill explains, that work became a much larger operation in the 1940s.
World War II was definitely a boom for the shipyard. At the start of the war, there were only about 10,000 employees here. But at the height of the war, there were 32,000.
And not only were people coming to work here, but what was just a relatively small town across the Sound from Seattle was suddenly growing by exponential numbers.
Thousands of people came to Bremerton during the war, expanding the city's population from about 15,000 to 80,000 after the war.
The town was growing at such a pace, it was becoming difficult to find a place to put everybody.
The pace couldn't keep up with how many people were coming here every day, so town residents made room in their attics and garages and spare bedrooms. People lived in cars and even chicken coops that were converted.
About a quarter of the workforce was women. The shipyard was called upon to assist the war effort in many ways right from the beginning.
During World War II, the shipyard's main focus was the repair of Pacific Fleet battleships that had been damaged in battle. So after Pearl Harbor, the shipyard actually repaired five of the battleships that had been damaged by the Japanese attack.
The war solidified the shipyard's importance to the U.S. Navy, but it was far from its final chapter in providing defense for the nation.
A lot of the growth came from World War II, and then again in the 1960s with the nuclear ships and submarines, the shipyard saw another round of growth.
Traveling the countryside in Bremerton, Washington, I'm Andrew McCray.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a robot to plant and water your garden for you? Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. There is such a thing. So now you can grow your veggies from the couch or across the world as you're living the country life. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
Kubota, pioneers of the subcompact tractor, have upped the game again with the all-new Kubota BX80 series. It's powerful, rugged, and easy to operate, ready to take on your toughest work. Plus, you can get a complete set of Land Pride implements. The all-new Kubota BX80. It has the performance, versatility, and comfort you're looking for. See it at your local Kubota dealer today.
It's the right time to be on the left coast when Commodity Classic heads to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st. Commodity Classic is farmer-led and farmer-focused. That means every educational session, every seminar, every topic, every experience is selected by farmers for farmers. So you know the information, innovation, and technology at Commodity Classic are relevant, current, and important to your operation. Grow beyond at Commodity Classic in Anaheim, February 27th through March 1st. Visit CommodityClassic.com.
Drag out the hoe, drop in the seeds, and hope it rains. A new robot plants and waters for you at the click of a mouse. It's giving drag-and-drop gardening a whole new meaning. Rory Aronson is the founder and CEO of FarmBot, a gardening machine that relies on a software platform for instructions. He says tracks are placed on a raised bed. A structure called the gantry moves on those tracks forward and backward, left and right, and then a tool head moves up and down.
For example, taking care of an onion plant for its entire life, and then you can reuse those functions. So you just say, oh, plant another onion, plant another onion, plant another onion, and FarmBot knows, all right, I'll do the same thing that I've always done for the onions, but then do it in a smart way so it will use the soil sensor data and the weather data to do some of these things a little bit smarter than simply just spraying the same amount of water every single time.
The FarmBot comes with several attachments, a seed injector, a watering nozzle, a weeding tool, and a soil sensor. Aronson says more add-on tools are coming
programming, such as one that picks bugs off a plant. Using these tools, the program allows you to give the machine specific instructions on what to do and when.
FarmBot can position itself anywhere in the raised bed in order to plant a seed or water or measure the soil. So it moves around and it's all controlled from our web interface. So the user can basically, from their phone or laptop from anywhere in the world, manage their garden at home.
For now, the machine will only work for gardens about the size of a queen-size mattress. Aronson says he's working on larger devices that will cover four times the area. Learn more about FarmBot and see it in action at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The Lighthouse is a memory support residence designed to nurture individuals living with cognitive impairment, offering 24-hour nursing service, a team specialized in dementia and Alzheimer's care, and an excellent caregiver-to-resident ratio. We give residents the opportunity to enjoy life through intergenerational programming, nature and agricultural activities, and faith connections. Visit our website at thelighthouseks.com to learn more. The Lighthouse in Marysville, opening this fall.
Thank you.
would challenge you to find a political arena more complicated than international trade. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
As Trade Counsel to Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, Jason Hafmeister knows well the complexities of international trade.
Well, trade has never been easy. You know, there's always vested interests, people who don't want to compete, who always find an excuse to keep competitors out of their marketplace. That's no different. The good thing for us is that there is growing demand for food products, and American food products are valued. So if we can get through government barriers, I think we'll do well in the foreign marketplace.
As much of a headache as forging trade agreements can be, Hafmeister knows that American farmers and ranchers need them.
U.S. agriculture depends on trade, and the trade agenda in Washington depends on U.S. agriculture. Trade is still a very contentious political issue. For us to make progress, we need political support, and agriculture has traditionally brought that to the table. We're aware of that, and so we're going to do everything we can to get the best deal for U.S. agriculture, and then U.S. agriculture will help push those deals through.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. U.S. farmers traveled to South Korea to ensure the importance and willingness to continue trade between the two nations. Michael Clements with more.
South Korea is a top destination for U.S. corn. The U.S. and South Korea are considering a renegotiation of CORUS, the U.S.-Korea Free Trade Agreement. U.S. Grains Council Chair Deb Keller says that as those talks continue, South Korea also offers potential to be a growing market for U.S. farmers.
Besides reassuring them that we are a reliable supplier, that hear their concerns, and that we want to do business with them, besides the livestock and feed industry, we're also looking at trying to break into the ethanol market. Right now, ethanol is imported into Korea, but only as an industrial usage, and we see that they had air pollution quality problems while we were there, and ethanol fits very nicely into that program. And so we will be doing some beginning work there in Korea to try to break into that market as well.
The U.S. Grains Council has long worked with South Korea on trade and is celebrating 45 years in South Korea.
Celebrations are a very important thing in the Asian marketplace, but this afforded us the opportunity to meet with government officials and some of the top people involved in the feed grain industry. South Korea has a large population, and it also has a growing economy, so it's a market that we need to consistently take a look at and continue to grow.
NCGA Chairman Wesley Spurlock took part in the joint trade mission to South Korea. Spurlock says they spoke with trade officials on the willingness of U.S. agriculture to continue trade.
They have that need to buy from us. They've done it for a long time, and they want to continue those deals.
Michael Clements reporting.
Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. We're seeing some plus signs in our corn and our Kansas City wheat. Soybeans continue to have some struggles after the World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report, but the struggles are not as steep as they were earlier in the day. January soybeans down a half a cent, 982. March beans down three quarters of a cent at 993 and a quarter. In fact, we are seeing some green way around the corner in the later contracts. December soybean meal down 80 cents at 325.20. January bean meal down a buck at 326.70. December bean oil down 23 at 33.17, but the later months in bean oil are all up. So no real huge surprises when it comes to soybeans or corn or wheat, for that matter.
in the World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report. So not a whole huge amount of market reaction to the report. December corn is up 2 3/4 at 339 1/4. March is up 1 1/4 at 350 1/4. December Kansas City wheat 1/4 cent higher at 395 1/2. March is up 2 at 414 3/4. Things in the livestock complex looking pretty good. December live cattle up 142 at 116.60. February up 222 at 119.95. Later months are in the green. January feeder cattle up 212 at 147.57. March feeders up 237 at 145.60. Again, all the later months are in the green. December hogs up 27 at 63.87, but the later months are all lower, so not the best news for hogs. Cotton is up today. March cotton up 10 points at 73.10. May is up 13 at 73.71. Crude oil is kind of problematic today. January crude is down 78 cents at 57.21, while February crude is down 82 cents at 57.23. Not the best day for the energies all the way around. Unleaded gas, heating oil, natural gas, and ethanol are all lower at the same time. So mixed numbers here in the middle of the day on Tuesday. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Farmers, are you tired of those pesky weeds in your soybean fields? You're not able to kill them with current herbicides? Look at new dicamba products. Soybeans that have dicamba tolerance are excellent for yield. The dicamba will allow you to clean those fields up to make them look like something again that you're used to. Dicamba soybeans, yield and weed positivity. Look at that for the future. Give Kaufman Seeds, Midland Genetics a call at 1-800-634-2836.
Hi, this is Stephanie Austin with the Mid-America Network. I hope you'll join me every day for the latest news and sports from around the region. From business happenings on Wall Street to legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day. We'll report on regional sports to the latest happenings from our lawmakers. We'll tell you about fraud and crime and give you ways to stay safe on the road and in your home. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are the Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag and news.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Looking at a meeting in Washington last week that could be of concern to the biofuel industry. I'll talk about it after this message.
It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances, and you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Since ethanol came into our life back in the 70s, the U.S. Petroleum Institute has been a firm fighter of the entire idea. And generally, administrations before now have been supportive of the ethanol industry and what it does for agriculture and local communities. But President Trump is open to reforming the country's biofuels policy if it can be done in a way that protects jobs in both the refining and agriculture industries. That's what senators were told after meeting with the president last week on the issue. Nine lawmakers had requested the meeting to argue that the Renewable Fuel Standard, or RFS, is a law requiring refiners to blend increasing amounts of biofuels like corn-based ethanol into the fuel supply every year, and it's threatening to put refineries in their districts out of business. The Trump administration had ruled in favor of corn farmers and against the refining industry in a series of decisions this year. And senators on both sides have used parliamentary procedures like holds on administrative appointments to punish rivals. Well, Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, who led the delegation of lawmakers who met with Trump, said he was open to a win-win solution. The group as a whole agreed with the president to reconvene in a week or so to expand the group and then work together to find a solution that is a win for blue-collar workers, a win for jobs, but also a win for farmers at the same time. The words of Senator Cruz and Republican Senators Bill Cassidy of Louisiana and James Lankford of Oklahoma also said the president expressed a desire to help refiners in a way that also protected the interests of farmers. Back with a final word after this message.
Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock town bred heifer sale Wednesday, December 13th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. Consignments include 143 Western Nebraska origin Black Angus cows. They'll all be coming 4 years old. They're all coming with the third calf. We bred the Angus bulls from March 1 calving. We'll have 132 home-raised Angus cows bred heifers. They'll all be bred to Angus bulls for late February calving. We'll have 42 black cows 6 years to older. 19 last September, October balance of calves beside and the balance bred for March calves. We'll have 124 Sim Angus, black white face cows. We bred Sim Angus and Angus bulls for January March calving. 130 fancy red Angus calf and vaccinated first calf heifers. Bred to low birth weight red Angus bulls for February March calves. We'll have 150 reputation black first calf heifers. All bred to low birth weight Angus bulls February March calving. 125 Angus Sim Angus fall calving cows. 2 to 7 years old. They'll have August to October calves by side. Also offered will be several Angus, Sim Angus bulls to consign cows. For more information on the special cow sale, be held Wednesday, December 13th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029. Check our website at mclivestock.com.
Agriculturists, and particularly corn farmers and soybean farmers, should be concerned, I think, about what could come out of this meeting with the oil refineries and the president. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Agriculture feeds the world, including those on government-funded feeding programs. Former ag secretaries are weighing in on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As a soybean grower, what's it mean when DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go?
We deliver seed when, where, and how you need it.
We have varieties that stand up to sudden death syndrome, SCN, and many others.
Your local Pioneer team is on call to deliver the service, products, and information you need for your soybean acres.
You call, we're there.
Pioneer brand soybeans are built to produce and protect yield on your ground year after year. Pioneer, with you from the word go. When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we pack a ton of people power into our high-performance hybrids.
We provide unmatched service and support.
Sure, Pioneer brand corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's our team of professionals that helps place the right products in your fields.
I know my customers' fields, and I know how to get the most out of every acre.
By understanding the local landscape, we're able to help you maximize yield potential. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Five former secretaries of agriculture recently got together in Des Moines, Iowa to discuss the problem of food insecurity and how to bring better nutrition to those on government-funded feeding programs such as SNAP and WIC. Former Ag Secretary Mike Johans says if he were king for a day, he would design a program that comes from the local level. It would bring nutrition experts and the medical community together to target that region's specific needs. He says trying to design a program for New York City is so vastly different than designing a program for North Platte, Nebraska.
That's why I like the flexibility at the local level and the ability for folks at the local level to say, this is what we're dealing with here. So incentive programs that really incentivize fresh fruit, vegetable, greens, wheats, choices that really can have a health impact.
Former Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says one of the problems with coordination is that we tend to separate farmers from the food industry. This is the most significant industry we have in the United States.
If you look at those who are employed in agriculture and those who are employed in food and you combine them, you're talking about 23 million people. So our ability, I think, to prioritize issues relating to food, issues relating to agriculture, is directly related to our ability to explain to policymakers, you're not just dealing with a small segment of society here, you're dealing with something that impacts and affects everyone every single day.
I'm Jody Henke. Read more about what the Ag Secretaries had to say about hunger and food programs at agriculture.com.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead.
Well, we've been hearing a lot in the last several months about how drones can be used to benefit agriculture. Well, as a matter of fact, USDA scientists are developing a drone camera system that they intend to help find the weeds that are resistant to glyphosate. We get the story from Stephanie Ho.
Yanbo Huang is an engineer with the Agricultural Research Service in Mississippi. He's working on a way to target weeds that are resistant to glyphosate. One of those weeds is Palmer amaranth.
They call it pigweed in Mississippi, in the soybean field, the corn field, a lot of them. There are a lot of pigweeds has glyphosate resistance. So how can we deal with it?
This is where special cameras he and his colleagues developed are coming in handy.
We can differentiate which one is resistant, which one is not. It's 80% to 90%. So we can do that in lab and in the field.
And what's one important innovation?
We start to use drone to do it. So we fly very low to identify the different kind of ways to try developing a more fast and easier way to do the remote sensing.
The data collected by the drone can be uploaded and analyzed much faster than if a human were to do the same work. This is Stephanie Ho in Washington, D.C.
In other news, the European Union is setting up potential reasons to reject Bayer AG's takeover of Monsanto. This week, the EU is expected to send Bayer a so-called statement of objections list that has potential reasons for the EU to block the $66 billion proposal. There are news reports that say regulators are looking very carefully at the competition issues in the combination of Bayer and Monsanto to make sure farmers still have choice and, quote, affordable prices, both when it comes to seeds and to pesticides, end quote. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Now, for this message to the public. It's been another great year here at the King's Corner. We want to say thank you. And to show our appreciation, we're having our biggest ever year-end sales blowout at Credit King. All makes and models, prices slashed every day we add to the markdowns. You'll save thousands. Trade-ins welcome. $100 layaway plan. Bad credit, no credit, not a problem. You know it. Nobody, and I mean nobody, does it better than the King. The biggest ever year-end sales blowout ever. You'll love it. Credit King. 31st South and Broadway. GoCreditKing.com.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
KNDY, AM and FM, Marysville.